We are so fortunate to again host Radhalee Weininger. She's uniquely qualified to bring the Buddhist tradition perspective to Desmond Tutu's book on forgiveness. As a matter of fact, listen to this, it was Radhalee who planted the seed with the steering committee last year that we do this book by Desmond Tutu. She's the one that suggested it. So thank you, Radhalee. Radhalee has the letters MD, PhD after her name. She trained as a physician in West Germany and as a clinical psychologist in the United States. She's worked as a psychotherapist in private practice in Santa Barbara for the past 20 years. She doesn't look that old, but she did that. After practicing 7 years in San Francisco and Berkeley. For more than a decade, get this, she worked as a consultant helping people wounded by religious authority. That was a wonderful ministry that she did. Since 1981, when she studied at Black Rock Monastery in Kandy, Sri Lanka, she has been studying mindfulness meditation both as a private practice and as a tool in psychotherapy. Her renowned meditation teacher is Jack Kornfield. We all have heard about him. He's her mentor. She has a special interest in the bridge between Buddhist and Western psychology, and during the last 3 summers spent in Dharamsala in India studying with the Dalai Lama's translator, his physician, and his archivist. She has a special interest in developing how we can develop a compassion as a way of life. She has noticed how the development of a meditation practice has helped her clients to develop a lessening of anxiety and depression, as well as a meaningful and healthy sense of self. She teaches mindfulness meditation, Buddhist psychology, and cultivating emotional balance nationally and internationally. Currently, she's writing a book entitled Karuna, Meditations of the Heart. 5 practices for cultivating compassion. And I could add forgiveness to that. That comes next. Radhalee is married to Dr. Michael Carney, a palliative care physician at Cottage and Serenity House. Her son, Joshua, is a recent graduate of the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. Her daughter, Gabrielle, is a sophomore at Santa Clara University. And her youngest, Benjamin, is a student at Santa Barbara High School. So she's paid her parenting dues, too. Let's give Radhalee our warm welcome and our traditional word and life blessing.